Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of Ascension Magic Radio. I am your host. My name is Ron Eich, and today is Saturday, November 25th, 2017. It's really good to be back on the air with you. It's been a few weeks since I've been on the air. I've been very busy. Those of you who know me know I'm a teacher, and it's been difficult. This time of year is very busy, and also in the area I live, we've had the recent wildfires, so it's been kind of chaotic the past couple of weeks, but it's good to be back here and speaking with you and doing these shows. And I wanted to talk today about abundance, and particularly because it's the Thanksgiving weekend here in America. I'm not sure where you're listening to, but here in America, Thursday the 23rd was Thanksgiving, which is a day for us to get together and celebrate all that we're grateful for and the abundance of resources and energy and time and everything that we're grateful for. And it's a perfect time to talk about abundance, particularly to yesterday was Black Friday. A lot of people like to, you know, get their Christmas shopping done and go out. And it can create some stress within people, but it can also create a sense of worry about money, possibly. You know, we start going out and spending things and worry about where the money is going to come from. And that's actually one of the worst things you can do in terms of abundance, because when you start to worry about where everything is going to be coming from, you limit yourself. And in fact, there's actually a really good quote that I heard that goes like this: God and the universe says yes. It's the human that says no. It's a human, ourselves, that we limit ourselves, but yet we live in an unlimited universe. You know, if you've ever gone out at night and you looked at the stars, which I'm sure we all have, there's millions of stars, infinite, it looks like infinite number of stars. Or if you picked up a handful of sand and you look at those individual grains of sand, and there's just, you know, you can't even count them. There's an infinite supply, but yet we limit ourselves because of conditioning or because of what we've been taught. I even found myself doing this yesterday. I was actually out looking for new furniture, and I'm thinking in my mind, okay, it's got to be within this certain budget, and it's got to be this certain type of furniture. And I caught myself, because I said, you know, what if I find this couch that I really, really like, that's just like, wow, like the couch of my dreams. But yet I'm telling myself, you know what, I can't afford that. I'm not going to be able to get that. And I'm limiting myself, and I realized this, and it made me reflect back on what it could be in my consciousness or my mental faculties that's causing me to think that way, you know. And again, it's that upbringing that we've had. It's because we limit. We're so used to basing our lives on what we can see, whether that's money or, you know, spiritual things such as psychic abilities. Like we have this scientific mindset that if we can't prove it or can't verify or can't see it with our physical senses, then it must not be there. It must not be true. And we have to break that, you know, and that is going to be the topic of today. I'm working with some oracle cards. I actually have a deck of cards from Doreen Virtue called the Angels of Abundance, and they're all about abundance, and I'm going to be pulling one for the people that I talk to on the phones. I also have a couple other different decks of cards lined up, and as well as using my own intuition to bring messages for you. So I will get to the phone calls later, but what I wanted to do was pull a card for everyone that's listening, and whether you're listening right now live or if you're listening later on playback on demand. The card is coming from the Angels of Abundance, and my thought process when I was shuffling, and I always do this, say, what do we all need to know right now? And the card that came up is deservingness. And it's powerful in many ways because obviously we're talking about abundance and deservingness. But beyond abundance, when you get down to all of life, we deserve the best of everything. We deserve perfect health and we deserve abundance in all ways. And when we think of abundance, we think of just money typically, but abundance is abundance of everything, health, wealth, happiness, friendships, relationships, abundance of all things. And one of the most the simplest ways to block yourself from that is by not feeling deserving. And on the card, this is what it says. It says, you are a beloved child of God, like everyone, and you deserve to receive the support that will allow you to focus on your divine life purpose. Even if you can't yet recognize those qualities, trust that God and the angels are showing you how amazing you truly are. And the card is just really beautiful. It has a woman with a flowing dress, just re-acknowledging the flowingness of how things flow to us. And there's flowers all around her. And the flowers grow in abundance. You know, nature is actually one of the simplest ways, again, for you to connect with your own abundance. If you go out in nature and you just connect with that sense of yourself, and you know, when you look at a tree and you see all the leaves on the tree and the blades of grass, and it just, it fills you with this sense of interconnectedness that you are connected to the source of all things. But when you look at those trees that grow or those flowers that grow, they started from a little simple seed, you know, one little tiny seed, and that seed had everything that that tree or that plant or that whatever it is that's growing needed. And the same is true with you. You come from the source. Everything you need is within you. Just what is blocking you from that? Maybe it's because you don't feel deserving and worthy of that. And there's things you can do, you know, to release that, of course. But that is the big message of today, is that we want to work on feeling deserving and worthy. And, you know, like I said before, when you go out at night, you look at the stars, there's an unlimited amount of stars. The stars don't worry if they're deserving of the light. They just shine. They just be who they are. So is true with you. You are unlimited. You are abundant. You are healthy. You are wealthy. You are loving. You are strength. You are whole and complete and all those things. Tell yourself that on a regular basis and make sure that you are not rejecting things when they come to you. You know, do you turn away compliments when people say, oh, you look great today? Do you turn it away and say, oh, hush, no, you don't need to go there, you don't need to say that? Do we turn that away? Or little gifts that people do for you, you know, just because they wanted to, oh, you didn't have to do that, you know? Or when people hold a door for you when you're walking out of a store or something, and you know you want to appreciate those little things, what I'm saying. A lot of people turn those and push them away and say, oh, no, I don't deserve this. You didn't have to do that. And that's blocking the flow of things from coming into your life, okay? And it's limited thinking. It's old. And one of the things you can also do to increase your flow of abundance is to clear the clutter out of your life. And there's a lot of books out there, a lot of resources out there about how to do this, you know. But out with the old, in with the new makes a lot of sense, because how can new things come into your life when you're hanging on to the same old stuff, whether it's money or resources, whatever? Like if you look in your house, if you look in your closets, for example, do you have clothes from 5 years ago that you never wear? And I mean like never wear, and they're just sitting there. Maybe it's time to let those go. Or perhaps you have if I'm looking in my closet, I'm not going to lie to you, I have boxes of stuff that I know that I'm not actively using. I'm kind of just hanging on to it maybe for sentimental value, or say one day it might be worth something. And I'm sure you have things that like that in your home. You probably have some stuff that's important and valuable to you that you want to keep, but there's probably lots of stuff that you have that you can let go of. And by releasing that from your life, you're actually symbolically putting out into the universe this idea that it's okay to let go, that it's, as I let go, as I release, I make way for the new. And in fact, Louise Hay, who wrote You Can Heal Your Life, she actually has a phrase that you can kind of mentally say in your mind as you do that. So it's basically, I am cleaning out the closets of my mind. And what she actually says is that a cluttered closet equals a cluttered mind. So as you let go, as you release out the old, in with the new things come to you, it's really about being in the flow. Abundance is a flow, and money is an exchange of energy of that flow. You know, how many beliefs you have about money that are limiting, such as, you know, the classic one from our parents, money doesn't grow on trees. What do you think, I'm made of money? That one that's sort of ingrained by our parents. Or, you know, rich people are snobbish and rich people hoard money for themselves. That one comes up a lot. Once you're poor, you can never get out. You know, the man's trying to keep you down. Or if you're an artist, you have to struggle to survive. Or, you know, there's, you can go on with them and on and on and on. A penny saved is a penny earned. Money only comes from hard work. That's another one, limiting belief. There's lots of limiting beliefs you can find. But overall, as I was saying, it's about feeling deserving and blessing all the abundance you see everywhere. You know, I used to find when I was younger, and it comes from my upbringing probably, that I would, when I would be around or see people who had a lot of money, and I wasn't poor by any means, but for example, like if I would be uncomfortable going to a fancy restaurant, or if there were people that had fancy things or nice things, I would have this judgment about them, like, oh, they're snobby, or they're better than me, or somehow, you know, there's different beliefs about it. But what I started to change in myself was when I see people who have nice things, and it's just things, you have to remember, it's just stuff. It's really not in the end going to produce your unlimited joy and happiness, but it adds to your happiness. You see, it's a part of, we're in this world to experience it, and why not experience it with things that bring us joy and bring us happiness? It's not necessarily about, you know, like fixating on it and making that the goal of everything in our life, but making it a part of our life so that we can enjoy this life better. And what I mean is, like, when I see someone that has nice things, I say, wow, that's great. You know, I could have that. That's for me also. That I could see myself in that car. I could have that car, or I can have that dress, or whatever. I don't wear dresses, but maybe you do. My point is, though, you know, there's a lot of times where we see people with nice things, and we can get jealous, maybe, you know, or how do they have that and I don't? How come they have whatever it is? It could be not just tangible things, but spiritual enlightenment or psychic abilities or health or whatever. You know, we're seeing these things that other people have, and we're saying, well, I don't have that. And what is that affirming? That's saying, okay, you don't have that, you're never going to get that. And I've had to train myself to be appreciative of all forms of abundance that I see in the world, and appreciative of that, because I know that I can have the same for a lot of reasons, but mainly because we're all connected, we're all one, we're all connected to that same source. And there's the difference between that person and you, perhaps, is that person has a different consciousness. And one of the things I had to think about too is this: you know, you don't really hear rich people talk about, you don't hear rich people talk as much about how much money they have, but you hear poor people talk about how much money they don't have all the time. Oh, I can't afford this. I don't have this. I don't have that. People who have a prosperity consciousness or a consciousness of wealth and health expect good things, and they don't even worry about where it's coming from. They just know it's going to be there, and it comes to them. And the same is true for those with a limited consciousness, that what you're experiencing in your life right now is a direct reflection of the thoughts, the energy you've been putting out into the universe up to this point. So try to get into the habit as much as you can of changing that, and being aware of your thoughts that you're thinking and the energy you're putting out there into the universe, not just the thoughts necessarily, but the actions that you're doing towards money. How are you stingy when it comes to tipping? You know, do you give as much as you receive? Are you in that flow? It's the actions that we do. When you get your bills and you pay your bills, you look, oh, another bill I got to pay. Oh, it never ends, this mounting pile of debt that I have. It creates more of that into your life. It sounds humorous, but a lot of people, we just have that mentality because we're fixated on what we see with our physical eyes. Like, we have to see it to believe it. And again, there's an unlimited amount of resources, a limited amount of love and joy and happiness and health. Just step into that right now. And if you have a hard time letting that go, or if you think you do, try telling yourself, I am willing to release these limiting thoughts. I can release what's limiting me. And I am step into the flow of unlimited abundance. Just change that simple thought within you, within yourself. Okay? So that's my little spiel on abundance. Hopefully you've gained something out of that. I think we're all in this together. You know, there's something to be learned from every experience, and not one of us is better than another. It's just a learning experience. So when you see someone that has quote-unquote more than you, think about what their consciousness is at versus compared to your consciousness, and how you might have your consciousness reflect what you feel is deserving for you. Maybe you don't necessarily want that big house or car. It doesn't have to be about that, but maybe it's the career that you're hoping for, or maybe it's a health change or something. It's what is it for you that makes you happy? Because the universe will say yes, God will say yes. It's the human and our limiting beliefs that say no. Let's step out of the way of that and allow the abundance and joy and light to flow into your life, and be worth, you are worthy. You are deserving of anything. So there we go. Hopefully that's been helpful for you. So again, my name is Ron Eich, if you're just joining me, and I am going to be doing angel card readings for y'all today. I have a couple different decks lined up. Particularly, I'm working with abundance, so I'm going to give you some messages about abundance, and we'll also see what decides to come up today. Now, if you are new to the show, a little bit about me. I am an angel intuitive, which means I was trained by Doreen Virtue to connect with the angelic realm. I also work with my own guides, my intuition. I'm a spiritual teacher and a healer, and I like to refer to myself as a jack of all trades, but I'm also here to assist us all and to help us grow and expand in these times of change. So you can find out a little bit more on my website, ascensionmagic.com. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. Now, before I get to the phone lines, I got to tell you how this is going to work. I don't have a call screener. I keep saying I'm going to get one. Maybe I should create that in my life. Maybe I'm limiting myself, huh? Good point, right? Okay, so I'm going to say your area code, and that's how you'll know you'll be on the line with me. And all I ask is that you please tell me your name and where you're calling from, and you know, a question you might have that I could try to get some insights for you, and I'll try to get through as many calls as I possibly can in the time that's allotted. So thank you all for being a part of the show today, and again, wherever you are, I send you lots of love and blessings, and hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family and friends, and let's get to it. Chop, chop. I'm going to start off with area code 310. You've been holding for a while. Get you on the line. Good afternoon. Welcome to Ascension Magic. How are you?
Okay. This is Vince. Hello?
Hi, Vince. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm calling from New York, and a couple weeks ago, I was fired from my job. No reason whatsoever. They didn't give me a reason or anything. And it left me in a horrific bind as far as paying bills go. Like, I got bills stacked up from last month that I can't even pay. I do have a job right now. It's just seasonal. It's only for about 2 more weeks, and then I'm done. I did go for a burry-owned company job. that I applied for. I went in for an interview. I thought I was going to get it, and I didn't. I kept putting my feelers out there and asking to give it to me. But I did apply for a second position there, and I'm waiting to hear from that. And I've got on Monday, I'm going to a trucking company for a job, not as a truck driver. And then on the 15th, I've got an interview too. So my question is this, am I going to get a permanent job, and so I can pay my bills and keep a roof over my head?
Absolutely. Well, Vince, I want to say thank you for sharing your story with us. You know, it's not an easy position. I've been in a position where I've lost my job before, and it's not a fun experience, you know. But what I feel guided to tell you is there's some anger about the situation, that which is normal for the human experience that we feel. But they're telling me to tell you to work on forgiveness, forgiveness of the situation, to release some of the anger that you're feeling, not just towards this situation, but there's some pent up emotions there. And you might want to find an outlet of some type of releasing this, whether it's in meditation or, you know, an exercise routine. Particularly if you go out in nature and you let it go. But they're telling me to tell you that there's a reason for everything, and there's a reason. You say there's no reason why you're fired, but there is a divine reason that we don't always see. You know, and sometimes we don't see that until later on, after something better comes along. It's hard to see why things
mm-hmm.
happen sometimes. But, you know, they're saying let go of the anger towards this situation and allow yourself to, you know, to move into something new and better, which it sounds like you're already doing, okay? So that's the first message. I also see Archangel Raphael working with you, helping you to heal any money issues, but also any physical health issues that might be going on. Okay, and I'm actually asking Archangel Michael to be with you to clear energy and to cut any cords of fear that might be around you, because there's some cords of fear here. There's also some thinking that's related to your own family upbringing and the way that your family was brought you up. You know, because a lot of the ways we believe about money is influenced by the way our family raised us. So there's some issues related to father here, is what I'm sensing. So I'm asking, and I'm actually sending you some healing right now, working on clearing your energy field and clearing your heart. You know, there's also some issues relating to feeling deserving of this. So it's important that you tell yourself as much as possible that I am worthy, I am deserving, I expect the best, and continue to tell yourself that. The best way, one of the ways to do that is to go out in nature and go out and put your hands out and just say, I am open to receiving all the greatest and most wonderful gifts of abundance I could possibly receive in whatever ways that could come. So that's one thing you can do on a regular basis. And I know you say you've been asking for help, but continue to ask for help and guidance. And I feel like you've been getting urges to make some lifestyle changes as well. And I think part of this change that you're going through right now is this transition. It's part of your life to put you into a different place. So there's actually reason for this going on. So what I'm going to do, Vince, is pull some cards here for you and get some insight. First thing I'm going to ask is what the angels would like you to know about your situation right now. This is from the abundance cards, and it's all related to your situation. And what comes up is, again, it's about detoxing, okay? But particularly, this says detoxing relationships and friends in your life. So what it says is that your abundance flow is being affected by people around you that you're spending time with. So be discerning about who you associate with and choose to be with people who are inspiring, generous, and supportive. So you might find, and it's probably the first person that comes to your mind, that there might be people who, you know, bring your consciousness down. Not that they're bad people or anything, but you're trying your best to lift yourself into a different place. And there may be people or situations in your life that are lowering your vibration down. So you're getting guided to detox your friendships. But detox is the word I'm drawn to, and that's also true of your diet and lifestyle. So this is all about lifestyle changes for you right now. And, you know, getting yourself physically fit and active and trying, you know, in whatever way you can so that you can be strong to deal with these changes that you're going through. And you're not alone, is what they're telling me. You do have lots of help around you, and you've been getting signs along the way. So it's awesome that you have these job prospects, and we're going to ask about that in just a minute. I feel, though, you know, the big message that you're telling me is, like, you know, move on. So this is a huge transition for you in your life, and you're letting go of things that don't work. So that's a lesson for you right now, letting go of old jobs, old relationships, anything that doesn't bring you joy. You don't have to let that in your life. You can say no to that. You have the choice and power to be able to do that. Okay? So these are messages for you. Okay? So I'm going to work with another deck of cards. Let's see here. Which one should I work with? I'm going to keep working with this deck, actually, because they're about abundance. But I'm going to think specifically, and this is what I'm going to ask specifically for you, is in the next 1 to 3 months, what are your prospects in terms of jobs? And well, this one's jumping out. When it jumps out of the deck, that means it's extra strong. And what comes out, it says to visualize abundance in all forms. So it says God gave you such great spiritual power that everything you visualize will come into reality. Hold a steady vision of that, which is beautiful. So think about those jobs that you said. You said there was a couple different prospects. You said there was one, the trucking company. There was another one, like a second position.
I'm still waiting to hear from the second position that I applied for at a brewery, and I'm hoping I get that one above all of them. But then there's a trucking company that I'm going to on Monday. And on the 15th, I'm going to a medical supply warehouse company that I'm going to.
Okay. I feel like this message is for you is to say, you know, whichever one that brings you the most joy and happiness, continue to focus on that one. Visualize whatever it is that you would like to desire. It's difficult sometimes when it doesn't happen as quickly or as much in the way that we would like it to happen, and then we start to doubt ourselves. You know, we start to say, well, maybe it won't happen, and maybe it's not going to work out, and that actually limits yourself when you do that. So just the message coming forth from these cards is for you to visualize it exactly as you would like it, but also like visualize yourself also having it. And feel what that feels like to have that position and to have your bills paid for and to be in a position that makes you happy. I'm gonna pull a couple more cards here. We're gonna think about your different jobs and we'll see which one gives a different message. So I'm gonna think about the trucking company and then the second position one that you were talking about, and we'll kind of see like which one's more, you know, more in line with where your energy is right now. So. Okay, so let's see, two cards. So I'm thinking about the trucking company. Okay, this is the one for that one. I'm thinking about that second position, and then we'll see what comes out from that. Give me a moment. Okay, so these are the last cards I'm going to pull, and the first one is for the trucking company. Okay, and that one's a positive. That one says news worth celebrating, announcements such as weddings, graduations, births, etc. And the other one was the second position one. That one says overanalyzing the options, have to make a decision. So it seems like, you know, this trucking company is, you know, where I'm getting like the strongest vibe right now in terms of what I'm getting. But also the message for you feel yourself deserving and ask for help and just get out of the way and let it take its place. You know, it's tough when you're struggling sometimes, you know, it's hard, but like I said, just because you can't see it doesn't mean that it's not on the way already. Okay. So, those are the messages that I'm getting for you today, Vince. So it's about feeling deserving and worthy of it. And, visualize everything exactly as you want it and just focus only on that. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Vince.
So do you know
Thanks
how
for calling in
you
today.
Know how to send those jobs? Okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to get to my next call, okay? Thank you, Vince. Have a nice weekend. I'm going to go to, let's go to 863, who's been holding for a while as well. Welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I hear you just fine. This is Julia from Florida. Hello.
Hi, Julia. Thank you for calling in again. I think I recognize your voice.
Yes, it's been a while.
I think I recognize your voice, yeah.
Yeah.
And what's going on?
Well, I am looking to relocate. Just trying
okay.
to narrow down the where of it.
Ah.
I'm thinking probably this
okay.
coming year will be a good time. So, but yeah, the
okay.
abundance thing is definitely a concern.
Yeah.
You know, wanting to make sure I'm going to be able to, you know, afford to make the change and afford to support myself once I get there. So.
Absolutely.
So, yep.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's draw some cards from the abundance angels here and thinking about your situation. I do feel intuitively that it is the right time, like you said. And you said something really interesting. You said, wondering whether I can afford it. And I think I know what you're coming from, but I feel like, you know, the more we tell ourselves, I don't know if I can afford it, then we're literally reaffirming that into the universe and to the source of all things. So it's good to, you know, to think logically and try to plan out your money and things. But what we want to try to think about is, you know, how, like, you being able to afford it, you know, like, and telling yourself that you will be able to and that it will work itself out instead of the opposite of that, because that's what we're trained to do. It's tough because that's how we're trained. We don't see it. You know, it's not there in front of us. It's like stepping outside of our comfort zone and you know, knowing it's coming from somewhere, but our logical mind wants to have it in front of us, have that tangible piece. So just be aware of, like, what I'm trying to say is be aware of how you're putting that thought out there about, like, you know, will I be able to afford it? Can I afford it? You know, just try to be more focused on that you will be able to afford it. Wherever it turns out to be, that it will work itself out. And then it will find a way to work itself out. As long, we just have to kind of step outside of the way, is that's what I wanted to say to you. So I'm going to draw some cards here, and we're thinking about your moving situation, and this is from the Abundance deck. Okay, so this is the card for you. And this says, the power of prayer. So what it says on there is give the situation to God for uplifting and healing and be open to miracles. The unlimited supply of heaven and the resources, love, and answers are awaiting for you, but be sure to act upon the guidance that you are receiving. So that comes up again, cause like when you're saying, I don't know if I can afford it, I don't know if this is going to happen, when we reach out and we pray for that assistance, and then we let go and we take guided action on what we feel guided to act upon, that's when you can expect the miracles to happen. When we, you know, when we just, no matter how silly it seems, or you feel like guided to act on something, just go with that. And it's always good to ask for signs too, and you'll get signs that make sense to you. But I feel like, you know, you're getting signs, you're getting messages, but there's that uncomfortable fear because you're stepping outside of your comfort zone, and that's tough. But it when you ask for that strength, and, you know, we can ask for Archangel Michael to come near you, you know, you can ask for him to give you, to lend you his strength, to lend you the courage and confidence to make the changes that you're wanting to take. Now, I see, like, this staircase, and, like, you're going up the staircase, you know you're going in a new direction, but when you get to the top of the staircase, there's, like, nothing there. And what that means is that you haven't fully created that yet. You haven't really created, like, you know you want to go in a new direction. You're going up the stairs, but when you get to the top of the landing, it's like, what does that look like? And really, what do you want it to look like? What is that, what could it be? It could be anything you want it to be, as you know, beautiful and miraculous as you make it. That's kind of what I'm seeing right now, is that you're putting out energy, but it's, you know, you're not 100% focus on exactly what that could look like or what that could feel like. So that's kind of why you're reaching out for this assistance to see, well, could this work? You know, will it work? And yes, of course it will work. You just have to trust where you feel guided and what feels right for you. Okay, so that's kind of what I feel from those cards. Let's see, what else messages do I get? So give me just a moment here. I'm going to think about your situation. But I do get the sense that, yeah, you're not you're ready to move out of Florida, and it feels north to me, obviously, north of there, but it doesn't, it feels like due north, like, so somewhere like on the eastern coast somewhere. It doesn't feel like west coast or, you know, or central America. It feels like, you know, central part of the U.S. I mean, it feels more like, and it doesn't feel like a large move to me. It feels like north, but still like in the southern states possibly is kind of what I'm getting the feeling for. Because I feel like you would feel more comfortable in that space. And I also see lots of trees around in a place, like a place with a lot of trees. So it could be like Georgia, maybe. I'm not really sure, but that's what I'm feeling. But what I think the message for you today is to ask for it. Have you just reached out and asked, like, to your spirit guides and your angels?
Oh yeah, I've been writing,
writing
stuff out,
okay,
and asking and praying. So yeah.
And you've been paying attention to those signs you've been getting? Have you been getting like intuitive hits that just, you know, to do certain things?
Well, I'll tell you something funny, because you said Georgia and you said the coastline. I was thinking of North Carolina or South Carolina. And the funny thing was, I had an appointment one day, and on my way to the appointment, I got behind the car and I happened to glance down, and their license plate was South Carolina. And I thought, oh,
hello,
okay,
like, that is such a sign,
so
right?
Then,
yeah, that's perfect.
Well, listen to this. Uh-huh. So on my way back from my appointment, as I'm getting off at my exit, the car in front of me, who's exiting at the same time, their license plate, South Carolina. So then I'm listening to a radio show
right
the
there.
Next day. Yeah, and the first caller is from South Carolina, so I just three.
It sounds like you already know then. It sounds like you already have the place. I think it's just stepping outside of that comfort zone of, you know, trusting that you're going to be provided for. And it's really a message for all of us that just because we can't see it doesn't mean that it's not on its way. That's hard for so many of us because we're used to, you know, like, again, having to physically, tangibly have it in front of us. But I feel really, I'm sure you feel good about it. I feel really good about it. I think it's going to work itself out for you because you have faith, because you are trusting yourself. You just give it time to manifest and put energy into it every day, specifically how you would want it to be. You know, every single detail, like whatever it is, no limit to it. And just keep focusing on that. Don't worry about how it's going to happen. Don't worry about what you don't have. Just none of that. Just every single day, see it happening. One of the things you could also do is you can get like a tape recorder and record yourself like saying it and then play it back and listen to yourself. Like before you go to bed, you can listen to it like your own little meditation. So it's like you're basically programming yourself to have that focus on what could work. The way you can get better guidance, though, is to just, you know, go within and you know, maybe find a quiet place where you can pray or meditate, which you're probably already doing, but out in nature is like the best place to do that because nature is full of abundance. You know, you're going to find abundance everywhere. There's unlimited supply, and we get a lot of inspiration when we're out in nature. You know, standing on the beach is also a wonderful way. When you look out at the vast ocean and you see, like, how expansive it is, it's just that sense of feeling like, wow, I am unlimited just like this, you know. And the ocean and the beach doesn't worry about it, about how it's going to flow. It just does. It just flows. And getting yourself into that space. I feel like you don't have an issue with deserving. You definitely feel deserving and worthy, that's important, because some people have that issue. You don't have that issue. It's just changing your mind about where it's going to come from or how it's going to happen. That's the scary part, because that's our brains are trained to think like that. So trying to change that thinking, there's a lot of good books out there you can get to help you with that. You know, there's You Can Heal Your Life. I think Doreen Virtue has a book called The Angels of Abundance. I think she has a course you can take. There's also a really good audio from, what's her name, Ianla Van Zandt. She has a good one about abundance that kind of helps us. You know, there's things you can find. I'm sure you can search the web. But having something that's going to help you to to change your mindset a little bit about it, you know, and to let go of some of the things from your past, like childhood maybe, or past lives, whatever it is that's creating that thought that you know, that's not physically there in front of us. Try to work on that. That's what I feel like. You know, I want to draw one more card for you, hun.
Thank you. Let's see.
I keep looking at this deck of cards. I have two. I have this magical mermaids and dolphins, and I have this psychic tarot. I'm going to go with this magical mermaids one because these mermaids and dolphins cards are really good for manifesting things, and I'm just going to get a feeling and think about your South Carolina, and we'll see, like, what card pops up. Okay. Okay, so here's what it says. It says, pay attention. Notice repetitive signs like license plates and your inner guidance, as this can yield valuable information. So I think that, you know, everything is going to work out because you are deciding it's going to work out. It's just let it happen naturally, you know, and tell yourself that you are going to be able to afford it, and it is going to take care of itself instead of, you know, am I going to be able to afford it, or how is it going to work out? We don't need to know all the fine little details. We just have to just know it. We just have to have, like, this unwavering, like, I know, like, I know, like, I know that this is going to work itself out, and then it will. And there's also some angels you can call upon, too. Archangel Ariel is wonderful for working with abundance and, you know, money that you might need for certain things, like such as relocating. Possibly Archangel Ariel is really good, and Archangel Raphael. Raphael heals everything, including money or abundance issues that could be affecting us. So try as much as possible to do some exercises on letting go of old beliefs and anything that might be limiting you, and ask for help in doing that. In fact, we'll do that right now. We'll ask the angels to help you to release limiting beliefs that you have and to find a way to let that go so you can move forward and receive all that wonderful anything, whatever it could be, that is coming your way. And I think that will help you in a lot of ways, for sure.
Beautiful.
So I hope that's been helpful for you, Miss Julia. You're welcome.
Yeah,
it's nice to talk to you again.
Thank you.
And
thank you so much.
Let me know how it goes. I look forward to your awesome transition to South Carolina. That's awesome.
Okay. Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much, Ron. And
you have an amazing
holiday.
Oh, you do the same. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Sure. All right. I'm going to go to my next caller, calling from area code 703. Meet you on the line. Hi, welcome to Ascension Magic. How are you today? Hello? I'm speaking to area code 703. I don't know if you can hear me. Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it's Andrea. Can you hear me? I have the mute button, but by accident.
She's alive. Hi, Andrea. There she is.
How are you?
Fantastic. I'm trying to go in the order that people are calling in, so I see you. You're the next one on the list here. So thank you so much for holding for so long. Where are you calling from?
Virginia, do you remember me? I called last month about the TV show I was going out to try out for.
Oh, okay. Okay, I think so. Yeah, yeah. And it was the
America's Got Talent,
right?
Yeah,
the ASL.
Yes, and,
okay.
Yeah, and talk about license plates. Remember? And I keep saying Florida.
I do. I remember that. Oh, that's
so
funny.
So I call it before me.
Caller.
Yeah, talk about South Carolina.
Florida.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
that's
see?
So funny.
And, yeah, so I keep seeing Florida plates. I keep seeing New York City plates because I'm going to New York City in 3 weeks. So, What are the chances I saw the same producer I saw last season?
Wow.
I'm thinking it was a bad thing. Well, no, it's not. But I started to think it was bad. But then, you know, then I realized it wasn't because, you know, there's thousands and thousands of people that come through those things. And I said, and, you know, singers and dancers are a dime a dozen. I said, do you remember me? She said, no. I handed her my paperwork. She goes, oh, I do remember you. So, and I switched up the song. She goes, I love that song. Now I know why you have an umbrella. And when it was all said and done, she says, thank you for upping your audition. I said, well, thank you for noticing. So.
That's awesome.
So it was, yeah, it turns out she remembered me.
I remember you also. I'm going to draw some cards from the Angels of Abundance, but I also feel like they wanted me to work with another deck of cards. I'm going to work with the Psychic Tarot deck from John Holland.
Okay.
Because I feel like there's a lot of a lot of opening that's happening with your psychic senses right now. I feel like you're really, like, in the zone, and you're just, like, getting all these hits and information, and everything's just, buzzing around you. So I feel like this will kind of give you some guidance. So I'm first going to ask for some insights in terms of just from the Angels of Abundance and what they would like you to know in terms of your situation right now. And okay, so there's a couple of things. First one says, ask for your needs to be met. So it says, God and the angels will come to your aid only if you make the free will choice to be helped. And it begins with asking. And it doesn't matter how you ask, but only that you do so. So you can say it, you can think it, you can write it, you can sing it, whatever.
I ask every
ASL.
Day.
Okay, good. So it's just a reminder.
And I make my vision board.
Yes, good. But it says the same is true for asking other people to help you. So maybe that's part of the message as well, not just the divine assistance, but people that you know in your current life that are, you know, in the physical realm that might be able to assist you, whether that's, you know, friends or that producer, whoever, someone that you can think of that might be able to assist you. Don't be afraid to ask when you feel guided to do that, okay? So just pay attention to that. That's the card that came out for you, okay? And I feel like they're saying to ask clearly, though, to ask clearly. So not just say, you know, oh, I want money, like, or whatever, you know, like very specific and clear. Like, I've seen myself, you know, have this and this and this and this, and down to the minute detail, and being very specific about that. And that is really where the magic happens. Because if you ask for a vague something,
right,
you get a
vague
answer.
Right, you can't be ambiguous. You have to ask exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
And, you know, it's funny, you know, because on my vision board it says, I am the winner. It doesn't say the winner is who,
ooh,
or whatever. It says, I am.
I love that. That's amazing. Well, good for you.
Because same thing. If you put it ambiguous, it could be the winner.
Exactly. Exactly. You are the winner of what? You are the winner of some specific.
AGT. I'm the winner of season
exactly.
13. The winner is me with the arrow pointing and all that stuff. The winner is me. But you're right. If you put it in the universe, like, you know, the winner is, you know, whatever, question mark, it could be anybody.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so now this is coming from John Holland's Psychic Tarot here, and I'm going to see, okay, what do you need to know right now? Okay, so that was cards number one. Number two, three. There's like four cards here for you. There's a lot of messages. Like, they're just coming. Like, so, okay, so this is a really awesome card. It says material and spiritual prosperity, and it's perfect for the theme of today, which is abundance, but it also
mm-hmm.
shows somebody that's on a balcony looking out, and there's like everything this person's needing. There's fountains and water flowing, so it's being in that flow, being open to receiving. You have no problem being in the flow, but that I feel like that asking message is important. It's not just asking, it's knowing when to ask, you know, like knowing when you need assistance and when you don't, and not just in the angelic realm, it's in the physical realm. That keeps coming up for me today. So I just wanted to remind you of that. So there's a couple other cards here. Now, the next card is it's the truth card. So really being honest and about what it is that you desire, but being honest and speaking the truth no matter what it is about everything all the time. Because as you do that, as you move into 100% integrity, that's going to allow yourself to be in alignment with your true soul, your true spirit, and pay attention to the things that are revealing themselves, because there's not going to be secrets anymore in this world. Things are going to be coming out in the open for people to pay attention to. So whatever it is that needs to come out or that is being revealed, embrace that and allow the truth to come out. The truth needs to be told, okay? So that's the message for you. There's another card in here which I think is interesting. It's about mental conflict, but not necessarily that you're in conflict, but just be aware of how sometimes we might be in our minds too much about things and instead just like letting go and letting things manifest themselves around us. There's also a card in here about the base chakra, which is the root chakra. It's our first chakra. And why I think this is interesting is because that chakra is the chakra of our needs being met, security, stability. So that's like our foundation for everything else. So be aware of how you're feeding that, and I mean energetically. Like, how are you feeding your root chakra? Are you feeling your needs are met in all areas of your life? And also, like, the food, too, that you're eating. Like, what is nourishing your body, nourishing your mind, your body, and soul? So I do feel like, you know, abundance is there for you. I feel like, you know, there's not a problem with seeing it come to you, but there might be some things in your chakras that you want to clear out that you might not be aware of, that you might want to clear out your chakra system. Do a chakra meditation if you haven't done that recently. And do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. Well, chakras are basically, they're like energetic
I know
portals.
What that is.
Oh, you know what those are. Okay. So
yeah.
There's seven of them. There's seven major chakras. And there's meditations that you can do to clear out the energy. Visualize yourself. Okay. Imagine that you're like a fountain, okay, and water's flowing through you. Now pretend that the water's flowing through you. Here it comes. Here's this water. But then there's a stone that's just blocking the water. Well, now instead of the water flowing through you, it's being diverted to the left and to the right. It can't flow all the way through. But when you take the rocks out on the stones, then now the water flows again, you see? So there's some minor things in there in your chakras that you might want to clear out to allow the energy to flow through you more so that you can be more in alignment with the truth of who you are and your true purpose for being in here, okay? There's lots of ones you can listen to on YouTube. There's CDs you can buy. Try to do a chakra meditation and then journal and write down after you do that like all the insights you will receive, because I think you're going to get a lot of insights when you do that. Okay, so I think that's going to be important for you. It starts with the root chakra, which is at the base of the spine, and that's the red chakra. And they go in colors of the rainbow, so there's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. But red's the first one, and that's our chakra with money, survival. So anyone listening to that's struggling with abundance issues or security, how am I going to pay my bills, you might want to think about clearing out that root chakra and rooting yourself into the ground so that you can feel like you are supported, that you are nurtured, and then take care of yourself and allow that sense of stability to just go up through your whole body so that we feel like we are supported here, okay? I do feel like I'm going to ask Archangel Raphael to be with you here just to heal anything that might be affecting you at this point, so you'll feel his presence there. Very gentle, loving, guiding presence. Now, why am I seeing an image of a young child, like you're holding a young child in your arms? Like, I don't, that's just really interesting.
Someone else said the same thing yesterday. Is there a baby around? I'm like, I don't know.
I'm
that's
literally
so
seeing
funny.
You, like, hold this, like, swaddling this child back and forth, like, taking care of this kid, holding it very close, very dear to your heart.
So
like a precious child, like it's so precious. And it might not even be your child, but it's like there's something about a child. So I don't know. Let me see if I can get some insight in why did I see this image of a child here.
The job that I have now is a temporary job. The lady's on maternity leave. She just had a baby.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that's it.
Maybe.
And I don't know if she's going to come back. She's supposed to come back the end of December, and I'm supposed to, you know, she's supposed to have her job back, and then, you know, I'll be out of a job by then, so I don't know if she's going to come back or not, but maybe that's the baby you see. I don't know.
It's like a really young baby, and you're just, like, holding rocking it back and forth, and I feel like there's, like, there's a sense of love and a sense of joy with this. It feels very, very positive. So, it's interesting because that happened right when I was asking Raphael to be with you. So there's a healing with this for you and healing for this child as well, some type of that sense of that motherly bond that could maybe heal some things related to your own mother maybe. Maybe there's some healing that's happening with this. But just, you know, pay attention to it. So the fact that it happened twice, the fact that it happened with someone else means that it's important. There's something about it. So be aware of that. I'm also going to do one more card for you, and then I'm going to draw a flower for you because I like to work with the flowers. And the flowers will kind of tell me what flower would be good to work with you right now that will help you with your current situation. So I'm going to think about this. Oh, this one's jumping right out of the deck. Interesting. Okay, it's the past life healing. So it's the forget-me-not. So there's something that's being healed in your life right now related to a past life. So it could be something related with this child, but it's something about, you know, just healing old limiting things and anything that you're ready to let go of. There's not a lot that really needs to be healed. Like, I feel like you're in a really good place, but there's always something that we can reflect upon that'll help us to move forward. So the flower for that is the forget-me-not, and you can get a picture of it, you know, or you can buy one. They're really pretty flowers, and they would help you to remember, I feel like, remember who you truly are. Not that you don't know, but it'll help you remember more. Like, it'll sink in that truth that we were talking about earlier, that truth card, okay? So those are the messages I get for you today, Andrea. I hope that's been helpful.
Oh, yes, absolutely, always.
Awesome. Well, good luck with everything, and I want to thank you again for being a part of the show. I really appreciate you calling in today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, I think I got time for another call here. Let's go. Let's see who am I going to get. I would like to go to 916 here. Meet you on the line. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
I'm good, Ron. Hi, this is Nancy. It's been a long time
since
I talked to you.
Oh, I remember you from, of course, right in my neck of the woods. It's so good to hear you. How are things going?
Things are good. I was concerned about you and the fire. How did things work out there?
Oh, yeah. We're okay where I'm at, but, you know, the fires got within, like, 5 to 10 miles away, so there's a lot of smoke around here, and I'm sure you saw
smoke
up by you, but yeah. But, you know, everyone in my family's okay, and, you know, and my coworkers are all right, so things are okay. But it was a scary time, for sure. It definitely was.
But I bet.
I'm really grateful.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
That's wonderful that everything worked out.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your concern. I really do appreciate that. Nice to know that someone's thinking about you. Do you have a particular thing you would like some assistance with, or would you like me to just kind of do a general reading for you today?
Well, you can do a general one. I have a focus on certain spiritual subject that I'm studying now, and I'm going to be going to a group of people, a meetup in December, and I was just curious how that's going. It's kind of like a stepping stone.
It feels like amazing to me, though. It just feels like a stepping stone, like it's going to put you in this other vibrational place that you've been wanting for a while, that your spirit is really ready to take. You're going to be vibrating at a different place. It may make you feel out of sync with other people around you, because that you're going to be vibrating at this different vibration. Have some patience with that, you know, as you trust it. I'm actually going to work with this deck of cards with you. I knew there was going to be one person that I had to work with today. These are called the Syrian Starseed Tarot cards. And they're just beautiful cards, and they're appropriate for spiritual topics and connecting with, like, you know, your spiritual roots. So it makes a lot of sense to work with this deck of cards today. So, and I'm also going to do one for abundance for you too, because it's about abundance. So we're going to ask about this situation with your meetup and this, you know, spiritual development that you're doing here. And, okay, this card, you know, cards are huge, like they're gigantic, so I like to take a lot to shuffle. I'm not kidding, they're like 1.5 times the size of a normal playing card, so they're pretty big cards.
Oh my goodness! Yes, I can imagine so.
They're not quite double the size, but they're like about 1.5. Okay, so this is really interesting to me because all the cards that I drew from this deck came from the suit of orbs, and I'm still trying to learn this deck. So give me just a second here. So orbs. It's like associated with the mental aspect of ourselves, which makes sense from spiritual. There's the wands and the flames is spiritual, but this is mental. There's a lot of mental things here. And there's the sage of orbs, the three of orbs, and the two of orbs. So they're all from the orbs, which is mental things going on. And we're going to get some insights into what these cards have to do with. So the three of orbs, and give me just a moment here because I'm going to take a look at the card. It has this lightning bolt on it that's just like it's a huge lightning bolt. And, of course, lightning is powerful transformation. There's a huge transformation going on, obviously. But there's a lot of symbolism on the card. The background is kind of stormy and gloomy, but in the front where the lightning is, it's bright. Like the light is like awakening something, okay? But be aware that there are some things that are becoming aware of. Like lightning is like illumination, like a flash of light. So there's things that you're going to be becoming aware of. So when you see those things that might be like old limiting thoughts maybe or blockages or people, whatever it is, don't fear that. You know, embrace it and try to work through it. Work through the darkness. And I say darkness not in the evil sense, but darkness in the sense of like ego, so to speak. Like our human self. Does that make sense? Okay, I think you know what I mean. Like that part. Yeah, okay. So there's going to be things, and there probably already is things, that is illuminating yourself. And it can create conflict sometimes because it's like you don't want to see those things. You don't want to be aware of it. They still come into our consciousness.
This is so true.
So this is where the sage comes in, because the sage is you. And sage, just the word sage, implies, you know, like someone, a wise person. Are you familiar with like traditional tarot and how the traditional tarot would work?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So the sage would be like one of the people cards, like towards the end, like, you know, some of the decks have like knights and, you know, and pages.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those cards. But the sage, it's like the female version. So there's, these are the four cards. Do you work with the angel tarot at all?
I haven't lately, but
There's like the pages, and then there's the knights, and there's the queen and the king. This is sort of like the queen. It's not quite the king,
okay,
but it's like the queen. And it's the ultimate female authority. It represents you. And it's the great, you know, matriarchal in that suit. So it's in that suit of orbs, which is about reclaiming your mental faculties and not allowing your mind to get away with you. Basically, like when we get into these spiritual places, we start to think too much maybe or worry too much, or we see things and then we analyze it a lot with our mind, and it can get the best of us sometimes. So this sage comes up to remind you to get into alignment with mind, body, spirit, not just spirit but also mental and physical. And there's another one. There was a two of orbs. The two of orbs is about, again, it's a very feminine card. There's a woman, but she's vulnerable in this card because she's literally like half nude. She's covered up, but she's sort of, that nudity is showing her vulnerability. So there's things that are maybe make you feel vulnerable right now, and you're outweighing different options. So there's a two. So the two is like there's one or the other, and you could be maybe caught up in your mind about thinking too much about it versus trying and trusting your intuition. You know, it's really going to be about you trusting what feels right and knowing that you're going to be safe if you tell yourself you're going to be safe, and telling yourself that you're not going to allow anyone to to take advantage of you or to invade your space, you know, just having that intention, if you put that out there, then that is what you will experience, is exactly that experience versus the opposite. You know, it can be frightening when you're with a new group of people and you're learning all these spiritual concepts, so I definitely can relate to that. I'm going to actually draw another card for you from the Mermaids and Dolphins, and it's just because I feel guided to work with this deck, and we're going to see, what does Nancy need to know right now? Okay, I also feel out of all those cards that I just drew, the three was the most powerful one. That was the one that resonated the most out of all those cards. That's the one with the lightning bolt. So that's kind of your spiritual transformation. Okay, I'm almost done here. It's not the right card. It has to feel right to me. It's like, nope, that's not it. Okay, this one feels right. Okay, this is the second time this card came up today, and it's for all of us. It says, pay attention. But not just paying attention to your life, but paying attention to the repeating signs and the repeating guidance you are receiving. So when something happens again and again and you get repeated, you keep hearing the same song or you keep seeing the same billboard or the same whatever, like, that is ultra important. So is there something in your life right now that you keep repeatedly seeing or feeling or hearing?
Well, that's what I've been led to for this subject, because I was really, really fascinated in opening the Akashic Record. That's what I'm studying.
Oh, cool.
Everything, synchronicities, I mean, I see it all over the place. You know, somebody brings it up, I hear the song, I mean, it's just like all the signs. It's what you focus on, it seems like, you know, it just floods everything.
Yep. I think that this Akashic Record thing is going to, that's, the lightning bolt makes perfect sense, because it's like opening up something within you, and you're able to see all aspects of reality, dark, light, good, and bad. It's all part of the oneness of everything. And you're able to integrate that and make sense. But it can be overwhelming when you have this information. What do you do with that? And how can you use it to assist others on their journey? And I think that's really part of what you're going to be coming aware of. So I'm going to do a few more messages for you. I keep going here. I just think there's more for you. We're gonna do abundance, because that's the issue of the theme of the show for today. And I wanted to draw a card for you about abundance. So let's see, what messages do we have for Nancy and abundance that she needs to hear right now? That's not the one. Okay. Oh, okay. This is like, again, the second or third time this came up today. It's about deservingness and knowing that you deserve the goodness of the universe. You deserve to have yourself connected to the Akashic Records. You deserve everything that you could ever want. You know, so there might be some energy in you from maybe upbringing or from family, you know, family history about being deserving and worthy of things, but find out what that could be and release it, and know that you deserve everything you could ever possibly hope for, and keep telling yourself that I'm worthy and deserving, and I think that. That's a really powerful message. It's true for all of us. I'm going to do one more. There's a lot of messages coming forth. So this is from the Psychic Tarot card. Okay, so what's interesting about this card, it's like came out, but it's the number 5. 5 is the number of change. So there's change happening. But the words say conflict and defeat. Not that you're defeated, but the reason why I think it's important, because it's that mental aspect of it where we can defeat ourselves, because we tell ourselves, well, we're not worthy, or this isn't going to happen, or what if this happens, or what if that happens, and we create all these what-if scenarios when we just as easily could create the what-if positive scenarios. We put so much energy into what if this goes wrong, and what if that happens, and what if this does, and it's like we're basically putting a lot of our mental energy into this wasted energy when we could be thinking, what if something good happens, and what if something wonderful happens, and what if this, you know, what could go right? We think about what could go wrong. And I don't know if you're doing that, but there might be places where you're doing that, because this is a scary situation for you. It's different. It's new. So you might be thinking about, you know, like what's going to happen? How's it going to work? So try to keep your thoughts focused upward on what could go right and all the good that's going to come from it and how easy it'll be and how peaceful you'll feel. And instead of some of the scary things we might think about when we try something new, that's kind of, I think, the message for you. So
yes,
a lot of stuff
I know
for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Today. I hope it's made a lot of sense.
It did. It did. Yeah. It explains a lot of things to me because I was with a group of people that they seemed like they were already taking this instruction and understood how to go there. And I felt like the newbie. And it was kind of intimidating to me.
That's that deserving card.
Yes, exactly. But I realized that I get my messages in another way. They got it more. They could see, you know, what do you call it? Clairvoyance. A lot of them were very clairvoyant. And I get messages and I write them down. They just come to me. And so that's...
So you're, that's called claircognizant.
The way I did. Okay. That's
and people
exactly
who are claircognizant, they just know things. And they actually make very good mediums as well because they allow the spiritual energy to come into their crown chakra. So, and people who are claircognizant actually get really good ideas all the time, like inventions and stuff. And a lot of times they think, well, that's a silly idea. Someone's already thought of it. But it's really like your angels and your guides speaking to you. So those ideas and intuitive hits you're getting, pay attention to those because those could be like the next great invention or something. Who knows?
Okay, we'll do it because sometimes I do get ideas for inventions or ideas for cures or ideas that, you know, you think, wow, that's way above my learning capacity, but all of a sudden it just comes in. I write it down, look it up, and I say, where did that word come from?
Yeah, I know. That's really awesome when that happens, but keep the course, and you know, if you get certified or if you want someone to practice your Akashic records on, let me know. I'm happy to have you practice.
Oh, that would be wonderful. You know, I mean, in the
it's
future,
nice to have someone that you feel comfortable practicing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, especially someone that's
like
not going to be freaked out by it.
Oh, yeah. I hear you.
So yeah, definitely let me know on Facebook,
I'm happy to
work with you on that. Let me know.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Okay, well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, Nancy. Thank you for calling again.
And you too. You too. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Okay, everyone. So thank you so much for joining me today. We had a lot of messages about receiving, being deserving of receiving, and also paying attention to the signs you are getting. There's lots and lots of synchronicities that are happening. If you liked my show and you like what I do, definitely click like on Blog Talk Radio. You can keep up with newer episodes. I'm going to try to have as many episodes as possible, if time allows, in the near future here. You can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/AscensionMagic, or my website, ascensionmagic.com. I wish you all the abundance and health and wealth your life could ever hope for, and know that you deserve it. So until next time, everyone, all is well, okay? All is well.